Amen. Well, thank you for being here once again. And of course, I want to thank Pastor Shelley for inviting me and for the great hospitality that you've shown me. I really appreciate it. The food was amazing. So thank you to Heim's Barbecue for the food, right? And for everyone who brought something. But soul winning was great. And the Spanish service was really a blessing to be a part of. So thank you for that. And just thank you for everyone, the hospitality. I really enjoyed my time here at Steadfast. So we're there in Proverbs 20. If we look at verse number 6, Proverbs 20, in verse number 6, the Bible says, notice, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. So the Bible says that most men, the majority of people, what they'll do is they will proclaim, and the word proclaim means to announce publicly or emphasize something about themselves. And it says here, most men will proclaim everyone, notice, his own goodness. That's their virtue, that's their own righteousness. But notice the next phrase there in verse 6. It says, notice, but a faithful man who can find. And the title of my sermon tonight is A Faithful Man Who Can Find. See, the Bible says that being defined, being described as someone being a faithful man is something that is very rare. See, God looks down and says, look, who can find a faithful man? And this ought to be something that you ought to strive for in your life. See, people around you should look at you and say, hey, there's a faithful person. There's a faithful man. Your pastor should be able to look at you and say, look, that is a faithful church member. Your family, the people that you live with and you work with, they should look in your life and they say, you know, that is a faithful person. And we see that being a faithful man is something that is very rare. The Bible says a faithful man who can find. And look, this ought to be something that we all strive to be. Why? Because being a faithful man is few and far between. It is a rare thing to find a faithful man. You're there in Proverbs 20. Keep your place in Proverbs 20. That's our text for today. But go to Psalm 12 if you would. Psalm 12, look at verse number 1. Psalm 12, note 1. So the Bible says, a faithful man who can find. And this ought to be you. You know, when God looks down and searches for a faithful man, he should be able to look at you and look at me and say, hey, look, there is a faithful person, a faithful man. Psalm 12, look at verse number 1. The Bible says, notice, help, Lord. Notice, for the godly man ceaseth. Verse number 1, notice what it says. It says, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. See, the Bible says that those who are faithful, it says they're failing. Meaning what? Meaning that they're disappearing, that they're wanting, that they're lacking. The faithful man is failing from among the children of men. See, a faithful man is really, it's a hard thing to find. And most people, they want to be that faithful man. Look, everyone wants to be the faithful person, but look, it is a rare thing to find someone who is faithful and who stays faithful. But this ought to be you. You ought to be the one who decides to be, you know what, I'm going to be that faithful man. Here, place there in Psalm as well. Go to Numbers 12. If you would, Numbers chapter number 12. Numbers chapter number 12. See, the Bible says that being a faithful man is rare, that the faithful man is failing from among the children of men. And you got to strive to be this person. You got to strive to have a testimony of being a faithful person. Numbers 12, look at verse number 6. Numbers 12, 6. The Bible says here, it says, and he said, hear now my words. Here we have the Lord rebuking Aaron and Miriam, but notice what it says. It says, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. But notice what God says about Moses in verse 7. He says, my servant Moses is not so. See, God looks at Moses and Aaron and Miriam and says, look, Moses is different than everyone else. Moses is not like everyone else. We say, why? He says, notice, who is faithful in all mine house. See, God looked at Moses, and the testimony that Moses had was that being a faithful man. See, this is the testimony that you as a Christian ought to have. Look, every man should strive to be a faithful man. Amen. And just decide, look, I'm going to be that faithful man. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to stay faithful. But, you know, what does it mean to be faithful? Because everyone wants to be faithful. You know, just the definition of the word faithful means remaining loyal and steadfast or constant. And, you know, when you think of the word faithful, you just automatically think someone who's always there. Someone's just always there, always available, just always there. They're just a faithful person. But look, but there's more to being a faithful man in the Bible than just that. And so tonight I want to give you 7 things on what it means to be a faithful man. And you got to ask yourself as you go through this list, you know, is this you? Can we describe you as these 7 things? Can you be someone who people look at and say, look, there is a faithful man? Go back to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. So what does it mean to be a faithful man? Proverbs 28. Well, number 1, a faithful man is content. A faithful man is content. Proverbs 28, look at verse number 20. The Bible says, notice, a faithful man, notice, shall abound with blessings. See, the Bible says that being a faithful man, look, this is the person who will do it, who will abound with blessings. And look, isn't that what we all want? We all want blessings. But it goes on, it says, notice, but he that maketh haste to be rich, notice, shall not be innocent. See, the Bible says that somebody who is faithful, somebody who is consistent, who is faithful, a faithful man, they're not in haste to be rich. It says, he that maketh haste, or they're rushing, or they're hurrying for what? To be rich shall not be innocent. And you say, why would somebody haste to be rich, haste to be blessings? Well, they're doing it because, look, because they're not content in life. And when people haste to be rich, when they haste to be wealthy, when they haste to have money and possessions, what they're saying is that I'm not happy with what I have. See, a faithful man is content with what he has. See, a faithful man is not thinking about pursuing wealth, pursuing riches. Why? Because look, they're content in their position. See, what is a faithful man? What does a faithful man look like? Well, a faithful man is content. See, a faithful man, they shall abound with blessings. And that's what we all want. We all want to be blessed. But somebody who's not happy, they're going to seek those blessings outside of the role that God has put them in. And this person who is not faithful, he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. See, a faithful person is what? A faithful person is content. Go to Philippians 4, if you would, Philippians chapter 4. See, a faithful man is content with his possessions. See, somebody who's faithful, they're not hasting, they're not rushing, they're not going out there seeking wealth, seeking money. They're just busy being faithful. And the Bible commands us to be content. What does it mean to be content? It means that you're happy with what you have in life. See, somebody who is faithful, a faithful man, they're not going to haste to be rich. Why? Because they're content. And when somebody goes out of the way to seek wealth, to seek possessions, it's because they're lacking contentment in their life. Philippians 4, look at verse number 11. The Apostle Paul says this, notice, he says, not that I speak in respect of want, in verse 11, for I have learned, notice, in whatsoever state I am, notice, therewith to be content. See, Paul says you gotta learn to be content in whatever position, whatever role God has placed you in. See, a faithful man, a faithful person, all they're focused on is on one thing, and that is being faithful. And whether or not God blesses you now or God blesses you in the future, they're going to be content. Why? Because a faithful man, they're concerned with just being a faithful person in whatever role that is. And like whether you have a bunch of money or whether you don't, whether you feel like you want more blessings, you need more money, look, whatever role you have, the Apostle Paul says, in whatever state I am, whatever state I'm in, look, therewith I've learned to be content, to be happy. You see, what does a faithful man look like? A faithful man is content with his possessions. A faithful man is happy with what he has. Go to 1 Timothy 6, if you would. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. And look, we should all strive to be this faithful man. But what does it look like? Well, it looks like somebody who's content. Somebody who's not making haste to be rich. 1 Timothy 6, look at verse number 10. 1 Timothy 6, 10, it says, notice, for the love of money, notice, is the root of all evil. But notice what it says. It says, which while some coveted after, notice, they have erred from the faith. See, there are people, the Bible says here, who once had the faith, they once were faithful, but they erred from being faithful. They have erred from the faith. You say, why? It says because they've coveted after money. And look, these people who they're chasing money, it doesn't say they have money. No, they're just desiring. They're coveting. They want to be rich. Why? Because they're just not content with what they have. Look, in your life, you got to just be content with the possessions that God has given you. Like, whether you live in a big house or a small apartment or just you're renting a room, you got to be content wherever you're at. Yeah. Look, if you have a vehicle, praise the Lord, you have a vehicle regardless of the year, regardless of what people think about it, you have a vehicle. Look, if you have clothes, look, be content with your clothes. Learn to be a faithful man and you're not hasting to be rich. You're not hasting to have more. Be content with what you have in life. See, a faithful man, what does a faithful man look like? Look, a faithful man is content with his possessions. But not only that, a faithful man is also content in his position. A faithful man is content in his position. Just go to Hebrews 3, if you would. Hebrews chapter number 3. Hebrews chapter number 3. A faithful man is what? Is content not only with his possessions, but in his position. And look, wherever God has you in life, whatever position God has placed you, you should be content in that position. Hebrews 3, look at verse number 1. Hebrews 3, 1. The Bible says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Notice, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Notice again Moses here. As also Moses was faithful, notice, in all his house. See, Moses, God will look at it and say, Moses is able, is faithful where? In all his house, wherever he was at, in whatever position he was at. And like when it comes to the house of God, whatever position you have, you ought to be content in that position. Like some people, it seems like they can only be content if they have the limelight. If they're not the pastor, then they're not content. Or if they're not the one in charge, or if they're not the leader, or if they're not seen as the most spiritual, then they're not content. But look, whatever position you have, wherever you're at, you ought to be content and just learn to be faithful. Amen. Why? Because look, if you're serving in the house of God, then praise the Lord in whatever capacity that is. Amen. Whether it's being an usher, whether it's just being a church member, whether it's you clean the church, whether you just open the door, look, you ought to be content. Why? Because a faithful man is happy in whatever position they have. But when you desire more, when you covet more, when you try to haste to move forward before it's the right time, you're just showing, look, you're not content. So learn to be content. Learn to be a faithful man in whatever position God has placed you in. Why? Because a faithful man is content in his position. You're in Hebrews 3, look at verse number 5. Hebrews 3, 5. Notice what it says again. And Moses, notice, verily was faithful in all his house. Notice what it says. It says, as a servant. For a testimony of those things which are to be spoken after. See, Moses was just happy being what? Being just a servant. And here we have Moses being a faithful servant. See, all of us, we're all called to be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and some of you, God has placed you in the role of being a mother to your children. God has placed you in a role of being a wife to your husband. God has placed you in the role of being the husband of your wife, the father to your children, to be a church member of this church, to be an usher, to be just whatever it is. You clean the church, whatever position God has placed you, you got to be content just doing what? Just serving. Just serving. Why? Because a faithful man is hard to find. So it's hard to find somebody who's just content in the position that they have. But just be content and realize that a faithful man is concerned with one thing, being faithful. And look, the faithful man, yes, you will abound with blessings. Yes, God can bless you in the future. But look, just be content wherever that is, wherever you find yourself right now. Why? Because a faithful man is content. Go back to Proverbs 28, if you would. Proverbs chapter number 28. So number one, a faithful man is content. So ask yourself, you know, are you content? And look, you could be the Christian who is three to thrive, who comes to church three times a week, who goes soul winning, but yet all the while you're complaining. If you're complaining about the possessions you have, about the house you live in, about the clothes you wear, look, you're just showing you're not a faithful man. You're not a faithful person. So be content in whatever area you have. But not only is a faithful man content, but a faithful man is patient. A faithful man is patient. Proverbs 28, again, look at verse number 20 again. It says, a faithful man, notice, shall abound with blessings. One day, the faithful person will one day abound with blessings. And look, oftentimes as we serve the Lord, we can get this mode in our minds where we think, well, I'm just faithful serving the Lord. You know, when is God going to bless me? When is God going to bless me for what I'm doing? But the Bible says, look, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Notice, but he that maketh haste to be rich. Look, this person can't wait to be rewarded. This person can't wait to get blessed. He that maketh haste to be rich, notice, shall not be innocent. You know, what does that mean? That means, look, that a faithful man is patient. A faithful man will patiently wait for that reward. And look, and if you find yourself just serving the Lord consistently, and you get to the place where, man, when is God going to bless me? Look, the Bible says that God will bless you one day. And a faithful man, guess what they are? They're patient. They're not making haste. Go, if you would, to Galatians chapter number 6, Galatians 6. And so is that you? You know, are you somebody who is patient? You know, the word patient means able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering. But here's the difference. Because look, people can wait. People can tolerate delays, problems, suffering, but somebody who is patient, what they won't do is they won't complain as they wait. See, the definition of being patient is that you're able to wait, you're able to suffer, to tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without being annoyed or anxious. See, somebody who is patient is not the person who complains about them not getting the rewards right now. See, because you could be patiently waiting, but if you're all the while you're murmuring and complaining, then you're not patient. And so if you want God to bless you, look, sometimes you just got to be patient in life. But patience means that you're not murmuring, you're not complaining, you're just patiently waiting. And look, this is the difference between a faithful man and everyone else. Why? Because most men will proclaim everyone their goodness. Most men will say, well, I go to church 3 times a week. I'm through to thrive. But all the while, if you're complaining and murmuring and arguing, then you're just showing, hey, you're not patient. You're not a faithful person. Galatians 6, look at verse number 9. Notice what the Bible says. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. See, the phrase, let us not be weary, you know what that means? That means stay faithful. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing. Notice, for in due season. You know what does that mean? It means have patience. The time will come. In due season, it says, we shall reap. But it says this, it says, if we faint not. See, when we're serving the Lord, and look, all of us, we want God to bless us. The faithful man shall abound with blessings. But the Bible says, look, as you do that, it says, don't be weary of well-doing. Meaning, don't lose your patience. Just stay faithful. Don't allow yourself to get weary, to get tired. You stay faithful. Why? Because look, in due season, we shall reap. And look, whether or not that's in this life or the next life, God promises that when you work for him, when you serve him, when you're a faithful Christian to him, one day God will reward you. Amen. But as a faithful man, you ought to get to the place where you say, you know what? I'm going to be faithful and I'm going to serve happily, wait patiently, not complain. And whether or not God blesses me now or when I die in heaven, I'm just going to be faithful. And when we complain, we murmur, we're discontent, all we're showing is that we're not a faithful man. Why? Because a faithful man, guess what? They're content. And a faithful man is what? A faithful man is patient. See, a faithful man is focused on one thing, being faithful. And while they're being faithful, they're content, they're patient, they're just busy serving the Lord. Go to 1 Corinthians 15, if you would, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Look, have enough faith to know that one day God will reward you. God will bless you. And look, we all want God's blessings in life. But God says, look, just focus on being a faithful man, and one day you will reap what you sow. But look, whether or not it's how you expect it, you should just be faithful, because God promises one day you will reap. One day God will reward you. And whether or not that's now or in the life to come, praise the Lord, you just stay faithful, be content, patiently serving the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse number 58. The Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, notice, be ye steadfast. You know, that the word steadfast means be faithful. It says, be steadfast. Notice, unmovable, always what? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. It says, for as much, again, as you know that, again, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, again, God is saying, look, the way you stay faithful, the way you stay loyal, the way you stay unmovable, always abounding in the work, is that you ought to know that your labor, what you're doing, is not in vain in the Lord. But somebody who is not faithful, they want to make haste to be rich. They're not content, and they want the blessings now. They want the rewards now. But God says, look, one day I will reward you. But whether that's now or tomorrow or a year, 5 years, or even in heaven, you just be focused on being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what it is to mean patient, to have patience. Just being a faithful Christian. Because why? Being faithful means you're focused on one thing, and that's just being faithful. And as you're doing that, you're content and you're patient. But not only that, go to Luke 16, if you would. Luke 16. So number one, a faithful man is content. A faithful man is patient. Number three, a faithful man is responsible. A faithful man is responsible. Look, and as you go through these things, look, you got to be able to identify these things in your own life. You know, you got to ask yourselves, you know, are you the person who is content with what God has given you? Are you the person who's, or do you complain with what God has given you? Are you the person who is patient, who you're able to not get annoyed or murmur or complain when you don't get what you want right now? You know, and number three, are you responsible? See, a faithful man is responsible. Luke 16, here we have the parable of the unjust steward. Look at verse number 10. The Bible says, notice, he that is what? He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. See, the Bible says that if you're able to find someone who is faithful, who is responsible with that which is least, then that person can be counted on to be responsible, to be faithful also in much. It says, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Verse 11, if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, notice, who will commit to your trust the true riches. See, somebody who's faithful in the eyes of God, guess what? They are a responsible Christian. God can entrust them. And so realize, look, that God has given you things in your life. God has given you responsibilities to do. And the question is, can you be trusted with those things? Are you responsibly taking care of what God has given you? See, all of us, God has called all of us to do what? To have the responsibility to every day read our Bible. And a faithful man, a faithful man, guess what? They're responsible in that which is least. They're able to read their Bible. God wants us to pray to him every day. And look, and a faithful man will take care of that responsibility of praying and of praying to the Lord. See, a faithful man is responsible with the things that God has given him. Verse number 12, again, notice what it says. Verse 12, it says, and if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, notice, who shall give that which is your own? See, people say, I want to go into the ministry. Well, look, are you responsible? Because like everyone says they want to be in the ministry. They want to be a pastor. But look, it's a lot of responsibility to run a church. And if you can't be found responsible with what God has given you in your own personal life, then look, how can you prove yourself faithful unto the Lord? So look, be the Christian who says that, you know, I'm going to be faithful with what God has given me, meaning what? Meaning that I am going to be responsible. Luke 16, look at verse number 1. Notice what it says. It says, and he said also unto his disciples in verse 1, there was a certain rich man, notice, which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him. Notice what it says. It says that he had wasted his goods. See, this somebody who is not faithful, who is unjust, this person is irresponsible with the things that God has given him. And look, you can be real specific with this one, with the things that God has given you. Look, God has given you just the smallest things in life. Whether it's your home, look, ask yourself, you know, are you responsible just in your home? You know, as men, when you go to work, you have things to do. Can the boss depend on you? Are you responsible with those tasks that God has given you? Whether it's serving in the church, pastor gives you responsibility to do. You know, can you be responsible enough to handle those things? And look, you show your faithfulness by how responsible you are with the things that God has given you. You see, the word responsible means having an obligation to do something or having control or care for someone as part of one's job or role. And look, all of us, God has given us all something. And look, we're responsible. Look, I'm responsible for raising my own family. That's a responsibility that God has given me. And look, you're responsible for what God has given you. And realize all those things you have, whether or not you realize that God is seeing, that is the test. Are you a faithful man? And look, most people are good at putting on a show. Most people are good at proclaiming everyone their own goodness. But a faithful man who can find? The person who can actually be counted on to take care of their own responsibilities. So ask yourself, you know, are you responsible? Are you somebody who can be trusted? Go to Proverbs 22, if you would. Proverbs 22. Proverbs chapter 22. You see why? Because look, a faithful man, guess what? They're responsible. Proverbs 22, look at verse number 29. Proverbs 22:29. Notice what it says. It says, seest thou a man, notice this word, it says diligent in his business. See, this person who is diligent, the word diligent, it means that this person is responsible. They're getting things done. It says, when you see someone who is taking care of their responsibilities, who's diligent in their business, it says, notice, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. See, the person who is diligent, who is responsible with that which God has given them, look, this is the person who God will bless and reward. See, a faithful man who can find, it is rare to find someone that they can just take responsibility for their things. And just, look, be the person who says, you know what, I'm going to be a responsible Christian. I'm going to do with what God has given me and just take accountability for my own life and be responsible for these things. Go to 1 Corinthians 4, if you would, 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. 1 Corinthians 4. You see, what does a faithful man look like? Look, a faithful man, guess what? He's a responsible man. A faithful man can be given something, and he would just take responsibility for it. 1 Corinthians 4, look at verse number 1 again. It says here, it says, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Notice what it says. It says, moreover, it is required, notice, in stewards that a man be found faithful. The Bible says that it is required in what? In a steward. And look, all of us, we're all stewards for the Lord. Look, and you as a steward, because look, you think, well, I'm not in the ministry, but look, God has given you things, and everything you have, God has given you for his purpose, for his glory. Look, whether that's your children, whether that's your physical possessions, whether that's your life, as you as a Christian, look, everything you have has been just lent to you by God. Amen. But guess what? Somebody who God gives you something, the Bible says here, it is required in stewards, notice, that a man be found faithful. You got to be responsible for those things which God has given you. You see, why? What does a faithful man look like? Yeah, a faithful man is always just there. They're always just available. But guess what? A faithful man, they're responsible. They're responsible for the things that God has given them. And so don't be irresponsible with those things. Show care. Show concern. Be diligent in the work that God has given you. Go to Proverbs 25. If you would, Proverbs chapter 25. You say, what does a faithful man look like? Well, number one, a faithful man is content. Number two, a faithful man is patient. Number three, a faithful man is responsible. Number four, a faithful man is reliable. A faithful man is reliable. Proverbs 25, look what it says in verse number 13. Proverbs 25, 13, it says, notice, as a cold of snow in the time of harvest, notice, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. See, the Bible says that somebody who's a faithful man, it says, as a cold of snow in the time of harvest. You look, when it's blazing hot, and look, it's blazing hot in Texas. You know, I was praying for some snow out there, but I got none. It was brutally, it was hot, you know. I wasn't used to it. I was dying out there. But you know what would have been nice? It would have been nice for some snow to come down, you know. I was going to have Brother Steve do a little rain dance for us, but he didn't do it. But it was hot. But look, in the same way that snow would come down and just refresh you in that summer heat when it's really hot and it's really refreshing, the Bible says here that a faithful messenger, a faithful man, that's how he is to a messenger that sends him. Why? Because look, a faithful man, guess what? They're reliable. It says, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. See, it's refreshing when you can have a faithful messenger, to be a faithful man. And look, this is what you ought to be to your pastor. You ought to be somebody who the pastor can rely on, who they know that the burden is off because they're able to give it to somebody who is faithful, a faithful messenger. Why? It says, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Look, being a faithful man means that you are somebody who can be relied on, being a reliable person. Go to Proverbs 13, if you would, Proverbs 13. Proverbs chapter number 13. And look, verse number 17, Proverbs 13, 17. The Bible says, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief. Notice, but a faithful ambassador, notice, is health. See, a faithful ambassador, what is an ambassador? An ambassador is somebody you send to represent somebody else. And guess what? You can rely on them to send them. Why? Because they're a faithful person, and this person brings health. This person brings refreshment. It says the word reliable means a reliable person is someone who you can trust to behave well, work hard, or do what you expect them to do. And so you ought to just be somebody who is reliable in your life, period. See, a faithful man, guess what? They are a reliable man. You can rely on them. And look, there's many just applications you can make to this. You know, when you're supposed to be somewhere on time, guess what? Somebody who's reliable will show up on time. Service starts at 5:30 and they're in their place. Service starts at 10 or 10:30 a.m., they're right there. Soul winning is at 2, you can rely on them to be there. The work starts at 9 a.m., they're going to be there. You know, just be a reliable Christian. Somebody who is able to just meet deadlines. If you say, Pastor, I'm going to get this done for you, then guess what? Pastors should know, hey, this person's going to get it done for me. This person's reliable. See, a reliable person is someone who keeps their word. So you got to just strive to do what? Strive to be someone who you can be relied on. Meaning what? Meaning if you're going to say you're going to do something, then you're just going to do it. You're just going to get it done. Look, that's the person who you got to be. You got to just be the person, when you go to work, men, God, the boss says, hey, I need this done. Yes, sir. Will do, sir. And to get to the place where the boss just knows, look, I can just rely on this person to get it done. I can trust this man to get it done. See, a faithful man is what? Is somebody who can be relied on. And look, this is what you ought to be in your life. You ought to be somebody who people can rely on you, who your boss can rely on you, your family can rely on you, your pastor can rely on you. Whenever they give you something, they know, look, it's going to get done. Why? Because he's a faithful man. So number one, a faithful man is content. Number two, a faithful man is patient. Number three, a faithful man is responsible. Number four, a faithful man is reliable. And number five, a faithful man is trustworthy. Go to Proverbs 11, if you go to Proverbs chapter 11. Not only is a faithful man reliable, but a faithful man is also trustworthy. And what does it mean to be trustworthy? To be trustworthy means you're deserving of trust. And look, we ought to be people who can be trusted. And trusted in what? Well, number one, you should be trusted with information. You know, as a person, you don't want to be the person who just can't control their mouth and has to let everyone know about things that they don't need to know about. Proverbs 11, look at verse number 13. The Bible says, notice, a talebearer, notice, revealeth secrets. Somebody just can't control their mouth. A talebearer just going up and down and just revealing things that don't need to be revealed. A talebearer reveals secrets. Notice, but he that is of what? Of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. See, somebody who is faithful, they're able to receive some information. One of your brothers or sisters in Christ, they're going through a hard time. They're going through a struggle, and they go to you in confidence. You know what a faithful person does? They're able to conceal the matter. They're able to say, you know what? This person may not want me to tell the whole world what's going on. But somebody who is not faithful, somebody who cannot be trusted, what do they do is they go up and down as a talebearer, just revealing secrets. See, as a Christian, you got to be trustworthy with information. See, somebody goes to you and they need you to pray for them and they give you some information about their own personal life that they need you to pray about, then they ought to be able to trust you with that information. But somebody who's not faithful, what do? They just go up and down, revealing everything. Look, that is an ungodly thing when you're just up revealing secrets, telling things about people that they don't need to know about. But a faithful person, somebody who's faithful in spirit, they're able to do what? To conceal the matter. See, a faithful man is trustworthy with information, but not just that, but you also trust him again with possessions. Go to Matthew 25, if you would, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. See, the Bible says, a faithful man who can find. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. You say, why? Because it's hard to find someone who's content. It's hard to find someone who's patient. It's hard to find someone who's responsible. It's hard to find someone who's reliable. It's hard to find someone who's trustworthy. But a faithful man, guess what? They are trustworthy. You can trust them with information. You can trust them with possessions. Matthew 25, look at verse number 14. Again, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them, notice, his good. Here you have a man who is delivering unto somebody else their goods. He's entrusting them. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And notice it says, verse 22, it says, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. See, somebody who's trustworthy, when they receive something from someone else, then look, you can trust that it's going to get done. You can trust that it'll be taken care of. But somebody who's not trustworthy, notice what it says in verse 23. Look at verse 23. It says, his Lord said unto him, well done, notice, good and, notice, faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Notice, I will make thee ruler over many things. See, somebody who is faithful can be entrusted with the little things in life. And so be the person who, when somebody gives you something, whether it's a possession, you can be trusted with that possession. And it says here, well done, good and faithful servant. Why? Because God has given him things that, guess what? And he was able to do. God entrusted him, and this man was able to get it done. See, a faithful man, guess what? They can be trusted, not just with information, but with possessions. So ask yourself, you know, can you be trusted? Can somebody trust you? You know, can you be counted on? Look, this is what it means to be a faithful man. So number one, a faithful man is content. Number two, a faithful man is patient. Number three, a faithful man is responsible. Number four, a faithful man is reliable. Number five, a faithful man is trustworthy. Number six, a faithful man is loyal. A faithful man is loyal. Go to 1 Samuel 24, if you would, 1 Samuel chapter 24. Look, loyalty is a good thing. And look, people want to just, they want to attack this thing of loyalty. But look, loyalty is a godly attribute. Amen. Look, you cannot be right with God if you're not a loyal person. Look, loyalty comes from the Bible. But a faithful man, and look, a faithful man is hard to find. It's hard to find people who are loyal. 1 Samuel 24, look at verse number 3. 1 Samuel 24:3. Here we have, of course, Saul, who is going after David, trying to kill David. And in verse number 3 of 1 Samuel 24, it says, notice, and he came to the sheepcotes, by the way, where was a cave. Notice, and Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, notice, behold the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand. I want you to notice, as Saul is actively trying to kill David, here we have Saul just going into a cave, and look, and notice what the men, what David said, David's men said unto him. He says, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand. See, the people around David, they're saying, look, this is your enemy. Look, the God's delivered you, your enemy. It goes on, it says, then David arose, notice, and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. Verse 5, and it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, notice what David says. David is a man who is a very loyal man. And he said unto his men, notice, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing. Notice what he says. It says, unto my master, the Lord's anointed. I want you to notice that while everyone else was telling David, hey, look, there's Saul, you better kill him. David, who was still loyal to Saul, he says, you know what, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing. And notice what David calls Saul. He says, unto my master. He said, notice, the Lord's anointed. To stretch forth mine hand against him. Notice, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. And here we have David showing what? Showing, you know what? I'm loyal to Saul. Even though Saul is still trying to kill him, David is a man who showed loyalty. And you know what? Most people, you look at the story, and if David would have killed Saul, we'd be like, well, I mean, yeah, of course he's trying to kill you. But guess what? David is still loyal. And he says, you know, God forbid, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing. Unto my master, notice, the Lord's anointed. Go to 1 Samuel 22. And I want you to notice the testimony that David had amongst the people. 1 Samuel 22, look at verse number 14. 1 Samuel 22:14, it says, notice, then Ahimelech answered the king and said, notice what Ahimelech says about David as Saul's trying to look for him and kill him. He says, and who is, notice, so faithful among all thy servants as David? See, we have Ahimelech telling Saul, look, there's nobody more faithful. There's nobody more loyal. He says, who is so faithful among all thy servants is David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding and is honorable in thine house. See, a faithful man, and look, David had the testimony of being faithful. And what does he do? He's still loyal to Saul. So we see that, look, loyalty is a good thing in the Bible. And David was a man who was a faithful man, but he was considered also a loyal man. And David's still loyal unto Saul. And look, so you got to just be a loyal Christian to those around you. Just be a person who's just a loyal person. Amen. Look, loyalty is a good thing in Christianity. Well, look, we all need to be loyal to people. Look, and loyalty comes, look, true test of loyalty comes is that when you differ from your leader, for example, in this one, here we have Saul trying to kill David. But loyalty comes, look, when you have two sets of opinions that are different, and you say, you know what, I'm just going to be loyal to my leader. I'm just going to be a loyal Christian. Even though it may not feel right, it may not act right, but look, I'm just going to be loyal anyway. Because a loyal person, guess what, they're loyal. That's the true test. And we see the test for David showing that he's still loyal to Saul, even while Saul's trying to kill him. And so, look, a faithful man, guess what? And the people say, look, who's so faithful as David? And we see David being what? Being just a loyal person. Being just loyal. And look, you got to strive to be a loyal Christian in your life. You got to strive to be a loyal person in your own family. Be loyal to your spouse. Be loyal to your kids. Be loyal to your church. Be loyal just in your life. Look, loyalty is a good thing in your life. Go to Titus 2 if you would. Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. Somebody who is loyal is hard to find. Titus chapter number 2. And look, when it comes to going to work, look, at work, you got to just be a loyal person at your job. Titus 2, look at verse number 9. The Bible says, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Verse number 10, it says, notice, not purloining. That word purloining means stealing. But notice, it says, but showing all good fidelity. You know, the word fidelity means loyalty. It means faithfulness. So the Bible says, look, when you go to work, you got to show loyalty to your boss. When you go to work, you shouldn't be the Christian, the worker who's just stealing from your boss. The Bible says, when you go there, look, show all good fidelity. Not purloining, not taking advantage of the boss. When you go to work, man, Your boss, I don't know, this is a loyal employee, showing all good fidelity, because the word fidelity means loyalty. It means being faithful. It says that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. You see, loyalty is a good thing. Loyalty is a godly attribute. Look, and it takes a spiritual walk with the Lord to be a loyal person. But look, in your life, just decide, I'm just going to be a loyal person. I'm going to be loyal to my friends. I'm going to be loyal to my family, to my church, to my pastor, to my boss. I'm just going to be somebody who is loyal to people. Why? Because a faithful man, guess what? A faithful man is loyal. So number one, a faithful man is content. Number two, a faithful man is patient. Number three, a faithful man is responsible. Number four, a faithful man is reliable. Number five, a faithful man is trustworthy. Number six, a faithful man is loyal. And number seven, a faithful man is separated. A faithful man is separated. Go to Psalm 12, if you would. Psalm chapter number 12. Psalm chapter number 12. Look, somebody who's faithful is somebody who is separated unto the Lord. Psalms 12, look at verse number 1. Again, it says, notice, help, Lord. Notice what it says. It says, for the godly man sees it. Somebody who is a godly Christian. Notice what it says. It says, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. See, the psalmist says here, look, the godly man, they're ceasing. They're not around. Somebody who is walking with the Lord, somebody who is separated, somebody who is godly, they're ceasing. You say, why are they ceasing? He says, because the faithful fail from among the children of men. See, somebody who is faithful, guess what? There's somebody who is godly as well. See, what does faithfulness look like? Look, a faithful man is separated unto the Lord. A faithful man is a godly man. It says, for the godly man ceaseth. Why? For the faithful fail from among the children of men. Go to Psalm 101, if you would. Psalm chapter 101. And look, verse number 6. Psalm 101, 6. See, a faithful man is someone who is separated. Psalm 101, look at verse number 6. The Bible says, notice, mine eyes shall be upon, notice, the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. Notice, he that walketh in a perfect way, notice, he shall serve me. See, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord shall be upon who? Upon those that are faithful, upon the faithful of the land. Well, who is that man? Well, it goes on, it says, he that, notice, walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. See, a faithful man, this is the godly person. This is somebody who is separated, walking in the steps of the Lord, obeying the word of God. You see, look, our goal is not to be faithful just to people. Look, our goal is to be faithful unto the Lord. And a faithful man is a man who is separated, who is godly, walking with the Lord, holy unto God, separated, being somebody who is peculiar, not like the word, not like the world, not like everyone else. This man is wholly separated, walking in a perfect way before the Lord. Go to Deuteronomy 7, if you would, Deuteronomy chapter 7. And look, you can only be as faithful as you are close to the Lord. Look, the closer you get to the Lord, then the more faithful you will become, the more of a faithful man that you will be. And you say, why is that? Because look, because God is faithful. All throughout the Bible, you know what God is? God is many things. But over and over, the Bible says that God is faithful. Deuteronomy 7, look at verse number 9. It says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. Notice what it says. It says, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. It says, notice, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is what? He is the faithful God. Amen. See, and the closer you get to God, guess what? God is faithful. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Bible says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Go to Revelation 19, if you would, Revelation chapter 19. See, the closer you get to the Lord, who is faithful, God is faithful, then guess what? That will make you a faithful Christian as well. That will make you a faithful man. See, the closer you get to God, guess what? You will be content. The closer you get to the Lord, guess what? You will be patient. The closer you get to God, guess what? You will be responsible. You will be reliable. You will be trustworthy. You will be loyal. The closer you get to God, then guess what? You'll become being a faithful man. Why? Because God is faithful. Revelation 19, look at verse number 11. The Bible says, and I saw heaven opened in verse 11, and I behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called, notice, faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. See, the Bible says that Jesus called faithful. God is faithful. You see, the closer you get to God, guess what? How do you become a godly man? You just grow in the Lord. Amen. You just keep applying the Word of God in your life. And you just work on the areas in your life that need to be worked on. Learn with your contentment. Learn with your patience. Be responsible with what God has given you. Be reliable. Be trustworthy. Be loyal. Be separated. And look, this is how you grow to becoming a faithful man. Go to 1 Timothy 1 if you would. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. You see, why would I want to become a faithful man? Well, the Bible says that the faithful man is rare, that the faithful man is hard to find. The Bible says most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Where am I? 1 Timothy 1, look at verse number 12. The Bible says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. Notice what it says. Who hath enabled me, notice what it says, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And look, this is the goal that you and I ought to have. The goal, it says, that he counted me faithful. Good. The testimony where God can look down, look amongst the children of men, and look at you in your life and say, look, there's one of them. There's a faithful man. I count that person a faithful person. And this ought to be your goal. You say, you ought to strive to be somebody who is faithful. And yes, that means you're just always there. That means, yeah, you're just always available. But look, there's more to it. You say, why? Because look, somebody who's faithful, they're content, they're patient, they're responsible, they're reliable, they're trustworthy, they're loyal, they're separated. We got to get to the place where God can look at you and I and says, you know what? There is a faithful man. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening, God. I thank you for your word and for this church, Lord. I just pray that you be with each one of our lives, God. Help us to strive to become a faithful person unto you, Lord. And I just pray that you continue to be with this church, Lord. Be with Pastor Shelley. Be with everyone here, Lord. Just help us to walk closer to you. And just thank you for all the blessings, God. Help us to never forget all you've done for us, Lord. Just be with us tonight, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.